boy. I met him when he was about 8 years old. He had gone through a number of surgeries. His father had finally got custody of him. He had been born with a lot of his insides outside. And had to go through all these surgeries to get that in. He only had one lung. If you looked at him, he looked like a refugee from Ethiopia, just that scrawny. He was a boy that had a sense of humor that wouldn't quit. Every time I'd sit down for children's sermon, he'd blow it for me. That's okay. For about 2 years, everything was fine, and he and I became really good friends. I loved that little guy. I really did. And one night I get a call and it says they've taken him to the hospital and they don't expect him to live. And I buzzed the 18 miles to the hospital in about 2 minutes. Came into the emergency room, nurse grabbed me and pulled me in to the place where they had Josh. And his father's standing there holding his hand. Doctor's over here. I went up to the table and I looked at the doctor. The doctor went, "Done it all. I can't inflate his lung." So he's literally going without oxygen. He's literally dying that way. So I went up and I took his hand on the other side and trying to think of, okay, what am I going to say to him and to his dad? I really didn't think that he was even conscious at that point. His little eyes opened up and he looked at me and he says, "PT, I don't want to die." And his eyes closed and you can just see it's getting less and less and less life there. And he didn't want to die. And that's what I prayed for. I prayed for life for this boy. I don't know what I said. I don't know how I said it. I just knew that I could feel the spirit in the room moving. And all of a sudden, his eyes opened up, and he took a deep breath. And I looked at the doctor, and he said, "I figured I'd try one more time." He reinflated the lung. That fast. A miracle. And I've seen them before. I've seen them since. But that was one that hit me here. And I need to tell you that Josh died at 15 years old. And when I heard the news, I think it hit me hard. He's just such a wonderful little guy. But it also hit me because of this miracle. His dad's looking at me like, "What did you do? He didn't give me his house at that point, I think. I didn't do anything." We need to understand that. When we talk about faith, and certainly as we listen to the scripture today, faith is something that is not a tool for us. Okay? Think about that. We receive faith. Faith that God's promise will be done. Faith that God will tell us what to do. Faith that the Spirit will be upon us. And there's no doubt the Spirit was in that room. I've seen the Spirit in this room so much. But this faith is not ours to use as a tool. You're the disciples, and we see them in Mark and Matthew also. Same thing. But they're saying, "Give us more faith. Give me more faith. Like, fill me up with more faith, and so that I can do what you do, Lord. So that I can go out and tell people I have got all of this faith, and I can make anything happen. I can stand here and make the mountain move. I can make the mulberry bush, if you will." We hear the mountain more than anything else. I was surprised to hear mulberry bush when I read the scripture. But I can make that thing move. But the fact is that unless God wants that mountain to move, it's not going to happen. We can pray all day long. We can sit in front of Pike's Peak and say, "I want you to move to the left just a half an inch so that this will be a better view for me." And it's not going to move unless God wants it moved. That mulberry bush is not going to get up and run into the sea and plant itself there unless God wants it to. There's not going to be a miracle unless God wants there to be a miracle. And the miracle is there to show us the power of God, not the power of the pastor, not even the power of the congregation. The prayers in the congregation are important. We pray to God for what we need. And God can say yes or God can say no. We get to the point where we say, I've got faith, therefore I can pray. If I pray hard enough, something's going to happen that I want to happen, not what God wants to happen. Don't we end our prayers with, if your will be done, Lord? And shouldn't we understand that it is the Lord's will that is done through us, possibly? We are the workers. Then something happens. Lord, help me to help this person. Show me the way. And for some reason, we find that the little thing, just reaching out and touching them and saying, the Lord loves you, it makes a difference in their lives. In my denomination, we invite people to come forward and receive Jesus Christ, be baptized. And I've had so many people come forward that I didn't understand what was going on. People that I thought, oh, he'll never join the church. Here he comes. His life's changed. Lord, bless him. Work with him. Do your work in him. Tell me what I can do to help him along. Because those first steps are hard to take. And it's easy to backslide. The power of faith is so much that we get all we need. It's not a case of, this is your faith, I'll give you a quarter pound. And this is your faith, Gene, I'm going to give you an eighth of a pound because you're so tall. Okay, and Frank, I'll give you a mustard seed. Okay, something like that. Faith is what the indwelling of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, of God, God's self. Faith, it comes from feeling him on you, feeling him in you, and each day saying, I can do a better job with my life. And that is going to make a difference in other people's lives too. You want to hear a miracle? I do know that God moves mountains. Okay. I know that faith from God can throw that mulberry bush into the sea and it'll grow. A little over 40 years ago, God took a mountain. His name is Tony Alonzo. And gave him a little bit of faith, a lot of faith, and turned his life around. And it was one step at a time, and they were hard steps, before I understood that faith was not mine to use as a tool, but mine to show the world. For people to see me as I am, but not as I was. I've gone to high school reunion thing. Walked in, had a collar. Half the school went, who? Tony Alonzo, Weren't you the one that, when your generator went out, you went out and test drove a car and put that inside you? Did a switcher. Yeah, it was me. Aren't you the one that did? Aren't you the one that got with me? That's my history. That's not God's history. The rest of my life is God's history. I hope. There are times when I turn away and I don't do what I'm supposed to do. I know that. But I can forgive it. That's power. The power to change a life. And to say that, to let that life know that it's that's an end. That Christ died on the cross for our sins, his broken body for us, and in accepting him as our Lord and Savior, accepting the Holy Spirit as our guide, accepting God as our Creator, our Father, our lives are changed. And suddenly they're not life of Tony Alonzo. They're the life of Jesus Christ. They're the life of the Holy Spirit. It's hard. It's a hard concept to say, Lord, if I just have enough faith, I know what's going to happen. A group of people standing around a lady, she's 80 some odd years old, emaciated. They're holding hands, and the, one of the uncles, big guy, Texan, shouldn't have said that, but they're holding hands, and we just have enough faith, Granny's going to get up and walk out of here. So let's have enough faith and pray. And he's got this prayer going, and it's going and going and going. Finally, Granny died right there, just 3 minutes later. And he pointed his finger at a 17-year-old boy and said, you didn't have enough faith, you killed her. Faith is not a tool where, that we can control. It's not a wrench that we put on something and turn it so that it's tighter or looser. It's not a tool that we can use to claim things like that about another person. Faith is something that we say, Lord, if it be your will. And the Lord will say yes or no. As we've prayed in the congregation for Bev, said, Lord, if it be your will, and we've seen it happen, we can go out and say, huh, we pray for you, you get well. Wouldn't that be a heresy? We pray for you that the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus Christ, God, will heal you, and our prayers are with you, and we feel the pain that is there for you. And we want so much for you to live. But if God says no, we know that you continue in your life at a better place without what's going on. Habakkuk. I got to tell you about Habakkuk. When I was, I guess I was in undergraduate school. That's been the same year. Finishing up anyway, and I wanted the Thomas Bible, the study Bible, and I wanted one really bad, but they were expensive, and we had to be careful. I had four kids at home, three of us in college, so you know, not a lot. So I was there one day in the Bible bookstore one day, and I came across their clearance, and here was Thompson reference Bible, and it was for $5. I thought, wow. And I opened it up, and it seemed fine, it wasn't falling apart or anything, and I finally asked the clerk, I said, why is this mark so low? He said, because two of the pages in Habakkuk have been torn out, but don't worry about it, you'll never need to use Habakkuk. And so I got a marked down Bible because I had torn pages in Habakkuk in it. So there is, you know, pray to God that I can get the spot. Anyway, so that's, but Habakkuk is talking about to us about what's going on in the world too. He says, evil and people are all over the place. And they have forgotten their faith. And they want to be rich, they want to be controlled, they want to have all of these things, all the things that God would say, wait a minute. But they're misusing everything that they've got. But there are those who live by faith still here. As we look at the world, maybe we need to be more positive. There are still people of faith. We're still walking along. Anybody that listened to the Fox News this morning? Evidently, there's a movie out about an underground Christian movement in Iran, and it's increasing by 20%. They didn't really say how often, but it's literally hundreds of people underground get a slight throne where they met in the catacombs. It's a big number. And it's being done by the women. More than by the men are joining too, but the women seem to have control and they're pushing it. Just like first century. Second century. It's happening. In one of the most evil spots in the world. It's happening here. It's happening here. Faith is a gift from God. A gift that God that allows God to use us to do God's will. It's not a tool. It's not something we brag about. It's not something that we try to use for our own purposes, but it's something that we use with the Holy Spirit to change others' lives. Oh, gracious and loving God, we praise your name. We give thanks for faith. Through that faith, we can work with your Holy Spirit and you and your Son, and we can do your will here, now. And Lord, we just pray that as our faith would just continue to shine, that others might know how good a life it is with you. Come to you as your children crying, Abba, Father. We hurt, and the world hurts. Show us what we need to do that they might come to know the peace, the love,